We're back on with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling, and going to continue our little bait and knock report now. Thanks for more of your time, John.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam.
We talked about how it's been busy, even though the fishing slowed down with this cold snap and little storm we got. It sounds like the ice conditions are holding steady. They're still driving on the upper bay with vehicles, just machines on the lower bay. But south of Escanaba, Portage, Ford River, Noceum, not great reports coming in right now. But you anticipate things are going to turn around. So let's talk about the hot spots right now. Where you're hearing about the most walleye being caught?
Most walleye that I've been hearing have been up off of Third Reef, and the east side of Center Reef has been producing some, but mostly Third Reef and the mud flats to the south of Third.
Now, are we talking the bigger sucker minnows still, or are they using the medium sucker minnows?
90% of the guys are using the 5 to 7 inch suckers right now.
That's what we're hearing. They're just stepping up their game a little bit. It sounds like they want a bigger meal right now. And is that because a lot of bigger fish are moving in pre-spawn?
Yes, it is. They're starting to move in and put on the feed bags and get ready for the long run off the rivers.
What about guys that aren't using live bait, or maybe they got a tip out or a dead stick out and then they want a jig? Anything been working better than another?
Still the number 7 jigging wraps and number 2 shiver minnows have been the best. A lot of guys jig without minnows, but the guys who do want that extra action, they put a 2 or 3 inch minnow head on.
Just the head, right?
Yes, just the head.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the perch then. Any hot reports on perch at all?
It's starting to pick up. It's been real sporadic on the perch. But that should start lighting up here real soon also. Lower Bay, right in the Narrows, we were out there the other day and caught quite a few nice perch. Took a while, but we did get some nice ones. And then Upper Bay, I would just target the mud.
Yeah, big mud flat. Same place you said they're kind of bleeding over with the walleye, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I had a report from another body of water that they were catching perch a little higher off the bottom than normal. Is that typical in Little Bay to Knock, too?
Yeah, in spots, they've been, you know, 2 feet off bottom for them.
All right. Well, anything you could recommend using for the perch?
Perch, just wigglers or a minnow head's been the best for us.
Well, let's move now to the whitefish or the pike. Anything to talk about there?
No, I haven't heard anything as of late on the pike and the whitefish.
All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up. John, hopefully folks will come shake a howdy with you this weekend and catch themselves some perch and walleye. Those walleye reports, I think, are going to skyrocket this weekend, like we talked about with this weather forecast.
Yes, absolutely.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling, your little bait and knock ice fishing report on the Outdoor Show.